We all know that there are a lot of conspiracy theories that hold some semblance of truth or a full truth, but that's not what we're going to be talking about today. Ever since the Flat Earth Facebook pages have become a thing in the mid-2000s, theorists like that have always fascinated me. So today, in place of the season special we were originally going to do, thanks to technical difficulties of the paranormal, we couldn't use it. Pamela and I are going to talk about the weirdest conspiracy theories and our favorites. And again, I want to apologize for this episode being late. Like I said, we had some technical difficulties, which I guess this is a conspiracy theory. It tends to happen every single fucking time we record an episode about something paranormal, possession related. It's not like the episodes with an undertone of spooky paranormal stuff. It's literally the episodes where it's all about ghosts. So it's just, this is a little unprecedented, but we just threw together this episode because we do love talking about conspiracy theories. So, hey guys, welcome back to another season special of the Haunted Detective Podcast. I'm your favorite haunted host, Kelsey Childs, but everyone calls me
the paranormal Sherlock Holmes.
Oh my God, that was a really good... When did you learn how to do that?
I took French in high school.
Oh my God.
That was the worst accent ever. I apologize.
And I'm the paranormal Sherlock Holmes, if anyone couldn't understand that through Pamela's horrific... I apologize to any of our listeners from France.
It was fun to do.
Or France.
It was fun to do.
France. And who the fuck are you?
I am your favorite skeptic, Pamela J.
Okay. Before we kick this episode off, I just want to say that it was like 2017 to 2019, I had a friend group on Facebook and we were all ultra marathoners and we would talk shit about flat earthers. And we basically would make fun of them, honestly. Was it nice? Maybe not. Was it warranted? Probably.
A little bit.
So I decided, this was before, you know, TikTok was a thing or a big thing and everyone was talking about flat earthers and before all of those groups became oversaturated, I infiltrated the Flat Earth Society on Facebook, slowly gained their trust over the course of a year, and then started posting bullshit conspiracy theories. Literally, all I had to do was look around the room and name things like, have you heard of the 500 Aquathina Celsius theory of 1967?
No, it's but I literally need to know about it now.
So, but that was literally always their freaking response. And I would comment back and I'd be like, this isn't a secure server. I don't know who's listening.
The FBI is onto us.
I would get freaking DMs and they'd be like, you can trust me. Tell me what it is. Tell me what the Aquafina, what is it? What is it? I drink Aquafina water because I literally called it, I think it was like the Dansani, whatever. Yeah. I built it with my friend Jason and I would just be like, I don't know who I can trust. I would get killed for telling you.
They're going to get
me. And then
me.
Eventually they found me out because I was posting screenshots on my main Facebook
feed. Fucking outed yourself.
It was literally, I forgot I wasn't private. It was a whole controversy. They were like, we have a spy in our midst.
Yep. You got me. I'm working for the CIA. I got all you now.
I will never forget reading one of the posts and they were like, gravity isn't real. There's just a giant magnet on the bottom of the earth. The moon is actually the size of an egg. And we have a dome around our planet, an invisible dome.
Listen, I love a good crazy thought, you know? You and I have crazy thoughts all the time, right?
But yeah, we're actually insane. But,
actually insane.
Like, legitimately.
But my problem is, like, you're going to believe that? That there's a giant magnet that is just controlling gravity?
the question that I always ask people is, like, when I actually encounter someone that believes the earth is flat, or like I encounter someone who said the government is hiding the one real religion from us. They know, they have proof of God. And I was like, but what does that do? How does that give the government control? Why not just tell us the truth? And within the truth, there is more possibility for control. Like, if they showed us proof and said, hey, God is real and they support us, they could control everyone.
Like, why not? Why keeping everyone guessing is also a portion of control.
Like, there are the people, there's the Facebook group Christians Against Dinosaurs, because they believe that...
Oh, sweet Jesus.
They believe that dinosaurs are a conspiracy theory. And the dinosaur bones were put there in place of giants. And the government doesn't want us to know that giants were real. And Abraham Lincoln spoke about giants in his speech. He didn't. It was a metaphor. But then someone made a Facebook group called Dinosaurs Against Christians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I fucking hate pterodactyls.
Wait. I have to read these off to you. Okay, there's Christians Against Dinosaurs, and then there's Dinosaurs Against Christians Who Are Against Dinosaurs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then there's Christians Against Dinosaurs Who Are Against Christians Who Are Against Dinosaurs.
Yo. Honestly, these people are like, I want to study them. Like, I just want to sit. Like, I don't want to talk. I just want to sit and I want to hear their conversations. Let me be a fly on the fucking wall while these people are having these conversations, because by God, would I be entertained. By God.
That's why I joined all the flat earth groups, because it was so fucking entertaining. But the thing is, it goes back to our last season, mm-hmm. right? Cults. It's like the need to know a truth.
Yeah.
It's the need to be special, the need to know something that everyone else doesn't know.
Yeah.
And I tried to join the Christians Against Dinosaurs group.
Probably gotta have like an actual identification card to be in there.
Yeah, they won't let me in.
She's a fraud.
Christians Against Dinosaurs Against Christians Who Are Against Dinosaurs.
That has to be a joke. There's no way.
I think so.
There's no way that that's real. There's probably Christians that are, or they're probably not even Christians at all. They're just fucking with the actual, like, the Christians who believe that dinosaurs are just, like, not.
There's people named Christian Against Christians Against Dinosaurs.
God. There's times where I hate the internet, and then there's times like that where I absolutely love the internet.
And then there's also Snakes for Dinosaurs Who Are Against Christians Against Dinosaurs.
I love that one.
Mermaid Dinosaurs Against Christians Against Dinosaurs.
Why is the first image that popped in my head was like a T-Rex with like a little girly, like, fluorescent mermaid tail?
There are so many of these.
I got a big head and little arms.
People who passed the second grade Against Christians Against Dinosaurs. Gun owners for Dinosaurs Against Christians Against Dinosaurs. Abbreviated G-O-F-D-A. Wait, I can't see the full abbreviation. Mantis Shrimp Against Dinosaurs Against Christians Against Dinosaurs.
This is like just evidence of how petty the human race is. We are so fucking petty that we will go to extreme lengths to make sure that you know that we are not taking you seriously, or that we just want to piss you off. The human race just wants to piss everyone off.
Christians Against Dinosaurs and Disney. Okay.
Fuck Disney has to do with any of this.
Dinosaurs Against Pagans Against Christians Against Buzz Lightyear. What?
What did Buzz Lightyear do? Are we just going to go through Facebook groups for this season special?
I don't know.
Because honestly,
so
I'm kind of down.
Christians Against Christians Who Are Against Dinosaurs.
I hope to God that we name this episode Christians Against Dinosaurs.
Suddenly the word against holds no meaning for me and my brain has like...
Wizards Against Christians Against Dinosaurs Against Buzz Lightyear Against Disney Against Tomato Juice.
Against... Lord Sauron.
Oh, did you say tomato juice? We're bringing back the fucking tomato trials.
Okay. Anyways, moving on. So we're going to break this episode up into two sections. We're going to have, for the sake of our editor having to put this episode together for us, we love you, Chris, before the end of tomorrow, it's going to be very short. We have conspiracy theories we think are crazy, and then we have conspiracy theories that we actually kind of believe in.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, so firstly, let's discuss some absolutely insane theories.
Fantastic.
They need no introduction. Let's get into it. Avril Lavigne killed herself in 2003. Since 2005, a conspiracy surrounding her has run rampant on the internet. Some people think it started on a fan page from Brazil. Avril was supposedly struggling with her fame and how to handle it, so she hired a girl named Melissa, who looked just like her, to replace Avril in some instances. Fans believe that Avril succumbed to her struggles in 2003 and took her own life, leaving Melissa to assume her identity full-time. There have been clues in songs and actually a very famous picture of Avril with Melissa written on her hand. That's it. That's the whole theory.
Such a crock of shit. So fucking dumb. Are you kidding?
Okay. But I don't believe in it either. But to play devil's advocate for a second, imagine if it was real and you're Melissa and you had to forego your entire identity. Like, yes, you're living like a queen. You're living like royalty. But no one knows who you are. How?
Yeah.
Suffocating. Claustrophobic must that feel?
I honestly think that would be, so there's two sides. That could be either a really hollow life and you just never feel fully fulfilled in life because no one really knows nor cares who you actually are. And then there's the other side of it where it's like, I've become this person. I'm no longer that whoever I was before. So it doesn't matter. And I'm going to enjoy this while I have it because fuck it. YOLO. So, you know, there's two sides if that were true. However, I don't find it crazy if a celebrity of that stature were to use a body double for the sake of just like, because they don't want to go out or like they have a showing or there's something of, I've heard crazier things that have happened, if that makes any sense. Like the thing of using a body double to just do things you don't want to do is not crazy to me. However, I don't think there would be a need for it because there's bodyguards. There's a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, celebrities go through a lot of lack of privacy and that really fucking sucks, especially with paparazzi.
Princess Diana?
Yeah, that one. So I don't know. It wouldn't shock me for that part, but the whole suicide thing is just ridiculous.
It would make sense to me, like, if you say, okay, I want to go to the store, but I don't want anyone to know that it's me and I just want privacy. So you send a body double out to make a huge scene in public and all the paparazzi are there with the body double and you're out enjoying privacy. That would make sense to me.
That would make sense to me. Yeah. Like that would not shock me if someone did that. That's why I'm like, that part is not crazy to me. The other part of the suicide, I'm just like, okay, all right, relax. That's no.
And it is possible that she did do stuff like that because I can't even imagine what it's like being in the spotlight as an A-list celebrity.
Oh, it's like so her. Crazy.
I mean, especially when you're a teen. Look at what happened to Britney Spears. Like that started off as a conspiracy theory and then she started leaving fucking messages for us in her videos. That never would have happened to her if she wasn't famous like she was.
Yeah, that wouldn't. Yeah. And plus a lot of celebrities just they don't have the best people in their corner.
I swear every time I stumble across a fucking video of someone being like, celebrities that gained weight, celebrities who this. I'm like, can we just leave them alone? Why do we care so much?
Because their lives are so boring, they can't make a video about themselves. That was a low blow, but I don't give a fuck.
Moving on, this one is another celebrity. We've all heard the rumors about how people like Prince, Michael Jackson, and Elvis are still alive and just living on a remote island somewhere. But when it comes to Walt Disney, the conspiracy theorists take it much further than that. Walt Disney died 58 years ago when he was only 65 years old. By 1967, the rumors that he was still alive started circulating, but not in the ways that you might expect. A tabloid reporter claimed that he went into a hospital in Burbank, where Disney was being treated, and disguised himself as an orderly to find the body, which is fucked up in itself.
Yeah.
Oh, let me look at this dead person to get a story. But instead, he found a metal tube filled with frozen water with Disney's still living body in it. They think that he was cryogenically frozen to keep him alive, which, again, my question is, what is the point? What is the purpose?
Like, if this was true, if that was true, then wouldn't he be out and about by now?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what the fuck are you waiting on?
But this reporter, like, called a national newspaper or magazine service, and he was like, oh, I dressed up as an orderly. I went into the hospital in Burbank, and I found Walt Disney still alive, cryogenically frozen. Like, of course you're going to say that, because you want a fucking story. You want your name to be memorialized, you know? Oh, yeah. This is the guy that saw Walt Disney's body. And in a way, while his name is never really spoken, his lie or tabloid story is still talked about.
I know that the whole, like, Disney's frozen head thing, I mean, it's been even in TV shows. So, like, it's been around for a long time that people talk about this theory. So I don't, maybe there is some truth to it, in the sense of, if so many people are talking about it, then maybe there's a very, 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 very deep hidden truth behind it, in the sense of, like, maybe Walt Disney talked about it once. Like, not that it actually happened, but, like, maybe he was just like, oh, you know, I wish I could just, like, freeze myself so I could be, like, immortal. And then it just, like, took off. You know what I mean? Like, someone took something super minuscule and maybe made it into something. But I don't believe it for one second that we just have Disney's frozen head just somewhere chilling, or his frozen body chilling. Like, that's just a little ridiculous. It's a little too fantastical.
Two sides of the same conspiracy theory, but yeah, so those are our two. I mean, I know there are a lot we didn't talk about. We don't really have the time to get into the really deep ones like lizard people or the Denver airport. Mm-hmm. But though we will be talking about stuff like that. The reason we're not, Pamela wanted to do the pyramids being built by aliens. And the reason I didn't want to do that today is because I just don't want to, like, have to go into depth about how disrespectful that is.
Oh, 100%. Because I was like, this is a fucking, like, we could go deep into this shit.
Like, yeah, there's so much, like, but if you're curious in that, Mini Minuteman on TikTok, shout out to that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He posted a whole thing on it and was just talked about the cultural and historical implications of believing that civilizations were not smart enough to do something like that, like build a pyramid.
Yeah.
So go check it out there. We will talk about it eventually. But with all the crazy theories out there, Pamela and I have a few that we definitely love and might believe in. So I'm going to go first, and then Pamela's going to tell me hers. And I...
What was that?
Pamela has never heard this one before. What? What was what?
Sorry, I heard like a bang in your background.
What? There was no
bang. Yeah, I heard something fall.
Nothing fell.
Oh, really?
What the fuck? Why does this keep happening?
I'll say it wasn't on my end. I don't know, but I heard like a bang and I was like, hello?
You know, I'm about to talk about something paranormal.
Oh, for fucking hell's sake.
Chris, leave this in. Leave this in, Chris. Pamela, I've been holding this one close to my chest because okay. I've been wanting to, like, this is not very well known. Some people know it. A lot of people know it, but it's not, like, generally talked about. Abraham Lincoln was killed on April 14th, 1865 by John Wilkes Booth, but there is much more to the story. A few days before his murder, he had a strange dream. He went to the East Room in the White House and found a funeral procession taking place. The body was covered by a veil and guarded by men who were in the military. He asked one of the soldiers stationed there who had died, and the response was shocking. The president. He was killed by an assassin. But when Lincoln finally saw the corpse, it wasn't him lying there, so he didn't really heed the warning. This was relayed by Ward Hill Lamon, who was one of Lincoln's closest friends and confidants. He told him everything. The story itself is questioned by a lot of historians because it was published 20 years after his death.
Mm-hmm.
But Lincoln was also reportedly very fascinated by the meaning behind dreams and their premonitionary abilities. According to history.com, quote, proof of his curiosity lies in an 1863 letter to his wife, who at the time was in Philadelphia with her 10-year-old son, Tad. Lincoln writes that Mary had better put Tad's pistol away as he had an ugly dream about him. Lincoln was also known to take his dreams very seriously. Before anything important happened during the war, he would have a dream sailing at a ferocious speed in a body of water he didn't recognize. It occurred many, many times.
I have never heard of that theory.
I knew you wouldn't have. It's one of my favorites. Lincoln was a very spiritual person, and him and his wife both had a lot of paranormal experiences in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have. There are just very heavy, heavy and deeply rooted rumors that the White House is viciously haunted. I don't want, maybe viciously isn't the right word, but yeah.
Weren't they in the older version of the White House? Because wasn't the White House burnt down at one point? And the one that stands today is the new one, like the one that was built the second time?
I think one of the wings burned down.
Was it one of the wings?
Please hold.
I was like, Oh, it was 1814.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it would have been after him.
No, he was killed in 1865.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you're right. My bad. Okay. So this would have... So this would have been the new one.
I don't think it completely destroyed the White House, though.
It's the same area. Like, it's the same building. Just, it was redone. Because fire.
Oh. Yeah, a lot of buildings were burned down during that in Washington. It's known fondly as the Burning of Washington.
I honestly didn't know that Abraham was that spiritual. I knew that he took his dreams seriously, but I didn't really know the in-depth. I didn't know that they thought that the White House was haunted. That's really interesting. The whole theory is very interesting.
I mean, I guess Winston Churchill saw Lincoln's ghost at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he said, "Good evening, Mr. President. You seem to have me at a disadvantage."
Okay, so that's weird. I didn't know about any of these things. And I'm a really big history buff, too, so I'm shocked.
Teddy and Eleanor Roosevelt, Margaret Truman, Winston Churchill, and Henry Truman all saw Lincoln's ghost.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I'll be damned.
Some people say that the White House is one of the most haunted homes in the world.
I have heard that. I've also heard that people get creeped out by the paintings.
I mean, I don't blame them.
Paintings can be really fucking creepy. The eyes follow you.
Mary and Abraham Lincoln lost their son.
Aw.
Willie. And had seances in the Red Room.
Oh, I think I knew about that, actually. That was in a documentary I watched. I mean, that was one of the things I talked about. I forget which discussion it was, but I remember saying that grief can cause old people to try new things in order to get answers or contact their loved one. Like, regardless if you believe in the paranormal or not, just people who are grieving, they can just be desperate. And it's a way of... If you don't believe it, it's just a way of getting some type of comfort. So it makes me really sad.
According to WhiteHouseHistory.org,
mm-hmm.
Even the Queen of the Netherlands saw Lincoln's ghost. Andrew Jackson is seen lying in his bed in the Queen's room, which is also known as the Rose Room. Mary Lincoln said that she heard him stomping around and swearing. That's a quote directly from WhiteHouseHistory.org.
Mm.
Thomas Jefferson can be heard and seen playing his violin in the Yellow Oval Room. Dolly Madison supposedly protects the Rose Garden. John Tyler is in the Blue Room, and he's stuck in a loop of proposing to Julia Gardner, his second wife.
Oh, wow.
William Henry Harrison is in the attic, and he was the first president to ever die in the White House. Abigail Adams was hanged. It said, quote, Abigail Adams hung laundry. Oh, sorry. So Abigail Adams, she is seen hanging laundry in the East Room, and they can smell wet laundry and smell lavender. Hmm. There is a British soldier that no one knows the name of or recognizes, and he apparently died during the War of 1812, and he walks around the outdoor grounds holding a torch. David Burns, he owned land. David Burns owned the land where the White House is now, and he's been seen and heard in the Oval Room, the Yellow Oval Room.
Yeah.
And Anna Surratt can be heard banging on the doors, the front doors, begging to see Andrew Johnson.
Huh.
I guess she was there to get a pardon for her mother, who was a conspirator in the assassination of Lincoln.
Oh. Yeah, that will do it.
Her mother was Mary Surratt.
Oh. Yes. Okay. That rings a bell.
Anyways, Pamela, what do you think about that? I know you don't believe in that sort of thing, but that dream is spooky.
No, I mean, I think that the dream is very telling of what or of who Abraham Lincoln might have been, a very spiritual person. I think that a lot of people use their dreams to make educated guesses about the future. I think that dreams have a lot of power. It can make you feel everything. So I don't know. I think it's a theory. I think it's an interesting theory because, I mean, shit, people have dreams. People get scared of their dreams. And sometimes people dream of things that happen to them. And so it could be a coincidence. I'm not sure. But that's a damn good theory. I'm shocked they haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, yeah. Anyway, so it's your turn. What is your favorite conspiracy theory?
My fave is the Titanic being swapped with the Olympic. So,
okay.
Essentially, it's an insurance scam. And so, okay, so here's the deal. The Olympic got banged up really bad on its trips from Southampton to New York in 1911. It had to go back for repairs in Belfast. It got patched up, it sailed again, only to head back for more repairs in March 1912, just before the Titanic's big voyage. According to the conspiracy, some shady characters decided the Olympic was way too much of a loss to turn a profit. So they pulled off the switch to sink the Titanic and cash in on the insurance and take out a few high rollers in the process. But there are holes in this theory, one of them being that the insurance money from the Titanic just wouldn't have been enough to cover the Olympic's supposed losses. And a really fascinating book by J. Kent Layton in his book called Conspiracies at Sea. He talked about the switcheroo idea falling apart when you look at the actual amount that would have been gotten from the insurance scam. But I also want to say that I don't want to take away any importance of the 1,500 plus lives that were lost because of this. So I just think it's true for the sake of, I think people fucking suck. And it wouldn't shock me if someone, especially of that time where they were greedy, greedy people that were in charge of these boats, these ships. So
the government and the 1%, as in the filthy rich people, aka big corp CEOs, they have gotten away with much worse. Like what happened at the Amazon center when I think it was like a tornado hit and the employees were not allowed to leave and a lot of people died. That happened like a couple years ago, something like that. And there was like nothing happened. There was no disciplinary action. And Jeff Bezos didn't make a statement. Like, not that I'm aware of, at least. Of course, I'm like guesstimating what happened, but it was really fucked up. But I also wouldn't be surprised, because people have done much worse for much less.
Oh, exactly. And plus, there's a big name that's mentioned in one of these theories, someone called J.P. Morgan. So his competitors were on the Titanic.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So they're saying that JP might have helped in this disaster Titanic to take out Jacob Astor, Mr. Strauss, and Benjamin, oh gosh, Guggenheim. So they were all like big shots, and they were all on the Titanic when it went down.
That's wild. I think that it's so insane how much is preserved on the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of, it's just history frozen in time, a tragic, tragic event frozen in time.
It's, the Titanic is something that I think has been almost a mystery for some people, because there were a lot of, I guess, fantastical ideas that people have come up with, because they're like, oh, well, why was the alert sent out at this time? Or why was it that some of the richest people were told not to get on? Like, there's a bunch of questions surrounding it. However, at the end of the day, it was just a really horrible tragedy. So while that we have these theories to talk about, because like I said, people fucking suck. So it wouldn't surprise me if someone were to do something for the sake of cash.
I hate to think about it, but yeah. In a way, if it wasn't just a helpless accident, it almost gives more meaning to their deaths, because
mm-hmm.
there was no one to blame, right? It was a ship malfunction, the watchman, the weather.
It hit the iceberg.
The icebergs, you know, all that. And it seems like a senseless tragedy. But when you look at something like that, and that's why I think so many people try to find the why, mm-hmm. because sometimes the how and the why is not good enough. Why could this happen? How could this happen? And for people who are inherently religious, it's really hard for some to think about, how did my God let this happen?
Yeah.
So whether it's true or not, it makes sense why people wanted a different answer, because it does give meaning in a really fucked up way. It gives the family members and victims and survivors and their kids who are, and kids' kids and their ancestors that are still alive today, it gives them someone to blame.
I'm so glad we get to talk about some of these theories for a brief season special. I know that we have so many that we could go over.
I have a conspiracy theory for you.
Do you?
Our podcast is haunted.
Well, it is in the name.
Haunted detective. Anyways.
Booyah.
This has been going on for 37 minutes now. I promised my editor I would keep it brief, and I did not. So we love you all. We are so sorry for the delay. It won't happen again. We're looking into different databases to use. Riverside, give us a refund.
Yeah, Riverside.
Thank you. Give us a refund.
Give me money.
Money. Don't forget to leave us a review. Follow us on Instagram, haunted.detective. And thank you guys so much for 16,000 followers on there. That's absolutely insane.
So fucking wild.
2 weeks. In two weeks. That's insane.
I love you guys so much.
We literally are obsessed with you all. So
every single one of you.
Pamela, what do you think about the next season special? We bring in the host of Heart Starts Pounding Pod, Kaylin Moore, and we talk about my grandmother's murder.
I think that is a fantastic idea.
Well, if you guys like a Heart Starts Pounding podcast, don't forget to check out our next season special, or if you just like us, because we're likable. We're
like
lovable.
They like us.
You're going to be very interested in the next season, and we need all of the attention on it we can get to help the victim, Val, his family find closure. So
stay tuned.
Don't forget, our episodes come out usually every Monday at midnight. So, as I always say, when that clock strikes 12, throw off those glass slippers. They're not going to do you any good when you're running home and your freaking horses turn back into mice and your carriage turns back into a pumpkin because the Haunted Detective podcast has been released and you got to get home as quickly as you can, pick up your phone and just listen, you know?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah.
In the fine words of Hulk Hogan, hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother.
Bye.